At 7:31, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Elder care facilities continue to account for more than half of coronavirus deaths in Colorado. Nearly 150 of the facilities statewide have seen outbreaks. CPR's Rachel Estabrook has more.
515 people living in elder care facilities have died after either testing positive for the coronavirus or having suspected cases. The Cherry Creek Nursing Center in Aurora has the largest outbreak. 30 people there have died. Staff at these facilities have also been hit hard. More than 1,600 staff have confirmed or suspected cases statewide. The governor's office has a new effort to try to slow infections in elder care facilities. It's meant to provide more testing, particularly to find people who don't have symptoms but are still contagious, and to provide more personal protective equipment, as well as enforce procedures for infection control. I'm Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
A seventh employee who worked at the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley has died after contracting COVID-19. State health officials say the number of cases of coronavirus tied to the plant is now at 280. The plant was closed for 2 weeks in April after Weld County health officials noted widespread transmission of the disease. JBS officials say they've put in place more social distancing as well as more widespread testing of employees. Nationwide pet adoptions declined 36% during COVID-19. Colorado's stay-at-home order prompted many shelters, like the Humane Society of Boulder Valley, to close. Jan McHugh-Smith explains many animals were in foster care outside the shelter. When the shelter opened their doors April 27th, after the stay-at-home order ended, the nonprofit saw hundreds of adoption applications, like Dan Lovato's. He adopted a pit bull named Bruce, who's been at the shelter for a while.
They told me over 2 months, which was actually quite shocking, because he is one of the funniest dogs I've ever seen in my life. He is such a ham.
Now that the shelters have opened, they're using a hybrid virtual and in-person model for animal adoptions. Frontier Airlines is abandoning its plan to charge an extra fee for passengers who want to secure an empty middle seat between them. The chairman of the U.S. House Transportation Committee criticized that policy, saying Frontier used the need for social distancing during a pandemic as an opportunity to make a buck. Frontier's chief executive says the company never intended to profit from safety, but wanted to provide customers an extra option. This is CPR News.